First of all, what are people going to expect from a stunt school, Wayne?
What we're going to do is we're going to introduce the North to what a stuntman or a stuntwoman is, what's required of them, what the job entails, the training that you must continue to do yourself. This is a job that needs training, and you need to have your wits about you, your physical aspects, and take instructions well. So the North needs a stunt community because everybody comes up from Toronto. Our producers, our directors, people running productions, and we tried to get this going prior to COVID at the college. We did a wonderful workshop there, and then COVID hit, and it just messed us up. So we're getting back to our roots because there's been a great interest from people wanting to do this, and it's about time that the Northern film business got their own stunt persons and someone to come up here and teach stunts. This is not just going to be me. I'm calling on my stunt community back home from Toronto, so we're going to bring up stunt riggers, other stunt coordinators, fight choreographers, special effects people, all the people that stunts works with hand in hand on set. We're even going to get our director hopefully come out and talk about what she's looking for in action films. We're trying to get out a bunch of producers as well. So we're trying to get as many people from the Northern film industry involved with this. And so far, we've had a wonderful response. And I believe this is a great thing for the Northern film community. We're also getting reach outs from Sudbury and Sault Ste. Marie. And eventually, what we'd like to do is we'd like to run a stunt driving program as well, introduce people to what stunt driving is. Sometimes it's very radical, sometimes it's very basic, but again, everybody thinks they're a stunt driver because they got a fast car or whatever the story is. Driving on the road or racing your car on a track is totally different. And two different worlds than stunt driving on set for film.
Wow, that's a great explanation. Where did you learn your craft, Wayne?
Back when we started in the late 80s, early 90s, there were no stunt schools. You just learned on your own. You were an athlete. I happen to be or was a professional fighter, a professional martial artist. I got a lot of my experience. And my first gig was on Kung Fu, The Legend Continues, doing a fight scene with David Carradine. And it was a friend of mine who was the stunt coordinator at the time who needed someone who could fight really well and hit the ground hard. And they called me, gave me an opportunity, and I just ran with the opportunity. And 30-some-odd years later, here we are.
You've been doing it for 30 years. Have you, how is your body? Are you okay?
That's funny you ask. The last couple of years have been tough. I broke my elbow. I broke my hip, tore my hamstring. And over the years, it's part of the business. We try not to get hurt. You pull muscles, you get bumps and bruises. But this is what our job, we're a different breed of human beings. We are not normal. We're wired differently. And yes, accidents happen, but if you stay in shape, keep your mind, your body clear, and you heal faster, and you get back on the bicycle and do it again. This may motivate people to up their fitness level or to work harder to become a stunt person. Right now, we've been getting a lot of inquiries for children, but I think we're going to run a separate program because we do have a need for children as well, but there's a fine criteria that we need for the children. They must be in some type of sport, be it hockey, soccer, gymnastics, because those are the kids that take falls and get right back up and run. I just got to be careful when it comes to children because number one rule in all stunts, safety. Safety's number one. We don't care if you're crazy. When we get guys calling us saying, I'm crazy, I'm an adrenaline junkie, I'll do anything you want, you know, beat me up, those are the guys we want to stay away from. This is a skilled art. This is a lifestyle. And you need to have due diligence. You need to listen well. And you got to have some smarts. You just can't be... You just can't be that adrenaline junkie, because those are the ones that are most dangerous.